Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac, and this week it's Quizmaster Mary, as it's time for our monthly trivia quiz.
So it is. We are playing tonight from Wine Wars, a trivia game for wine geeks and wannabes. I'm not sure that we are either, but we are playing this anyway.
Excellent.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, question number one. True or false? Poor soils force deep root systems that enrich grape juice and intensify the flavor of wine.
I'm going to say true.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think of those stony Loire fields or Châteauneuf-du-Pape.
Châteauneuf-du-Pape.
You know?
Wait.
Yes.
Wait. This says true, enriched by minerals found in the subsoil, such as copper, iron, and magnesium. I was also thinking about not the soil per se, but lack of water that can also put a strain on roots and force them to go deep. And you really do want to stress them a little bit in order to get good wine.
And so, you probably are getting down to aquifers, so you probably don't have to irrigate a lot.
If you're lucky. Frog Sleep Winery in California is one of those wineries that has reached the point where they don't irrigate.
Fabulous.
Yep. They are green, 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 green.
Good use of the environment.
Okay, question number two. What is the purpose of holding a wine glass by its stem and foot? To keep the glass clean, to adhere to wine etiquette, or to maintain wine temperature?
Well, if you're not washing your hands, you know, I think you should wash your hands before you drink wine. But, however, it is to keep the temperature of the wine down because you are at, well, in my case, 97.6 degrees. But you're a whole lot warmer than the wine wants to be, so it is to keep the temperature down.
Ding, 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 ding. Your time with Monsieur Riedel has
I've learned a lot. Yes. Yeah. He was my sensei while you were away.
Though that's another argument against the footless, stemless wines. But, I don't think anyone's going to be drinking super duper wine in those.
You could use a hand chiller, perhaps.
You could just put your hand in the freezer for a while. Yeah. We have one more glass question since your mentor has been helping you. Number three, which is the ideal fill level for tasting wine? 1/4, 1/3, or half full glass?
Well, if you're using a Riedel glass that is for Cabernet and holds 37 ounces of liquid, which is more than an entire bottle of wine, it would be a whole lot less than 1/4 or 1/3. But in a standard wine glass, I'm going to say 1/3.
Ding, 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 ding. Does not explain why. So we will just have to trust Wine Wars. But it makes sense that you don't want too much wine in your glass, because if you do want to swirl it, you know, you don't want to slosh it out.
And I think you also want a glass that is size appropriate to your wine, so that if the wine is a very pungent wine like Cabernet, you do want a lot of distance between you and the wine. And if the wine is a very delicate wine, you want to be able to get your nose in there relatively close.
Very nice. Three for three today, Grasshopper. I'm so proud of you.
You're very kind. Well, that's it for this month's trivia quiz. Thank you, Quizmaster Mary.
Oh, and thank you, Grasshopper.
It's always a pleasure. Forward on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.